Hey everybody, it's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League, and welcome to Find a Way Daily. Today's topic is... That pissed me off. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent, but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion.
So there's this interesting thing, right? Like we tend to react and not respond. We tend to react and not respond. And what I mean by that, I mean that something happens that pisses us off and immediately we react. It's like an impulse. It's not a response. A response is thought out. A response lacks emotion, where the reaction is all emotion and is based out of your ego. Your ego has been hurt and you react in such a way as to prove something or make sure you don't lose out on something, right? That's a reaction. And very rarely do reactions go well. You want to be able to respond, right? You want to be able to be in control of the situation. When you react, you lose your power. When you react, you lose the advantage. You lose the opportunity. So I'll give you an example. For those of you who have been following the podcast for a while, you know that I'm in a softball league. Well, you know, that's kind of my nature. I played baseball my entire life, played 6 years of professional, and now that I'm done... You know, I've been done for probably about, 7, 10 years now. I got to entertain myself. And softball is an easy, fun way to do it and have a good time and hang out with buddies. And on the other team, there were these two, you know, for lack of a better term, jerks, right? They were very cocky. They talked a lot of smack. And it really pissed off a lot of people. And initially, that's the word I'm looking for, initially it pissed me off too, right? I was like, you know what? I'm going to shove that in your face. I'm going to turn that around, and I'm going to dominate you right now. And so I started to play, and I started to notice, like, I went up to bat. I didn't get a hit. Ball got hit to me, and I missed it. And that's just not like me. All of a sudden, I started to notice that I'm playing worse. And what I realized was my ability, my power, my ability to perform, my ability to win has been degraded. Because I am reacting. A stimulus has happened, my ego is flared up, and I am reacting to what they're saying, and it's degrading my performance, it's degrading my ability to win. And so I thought to myself, how do you get around that? How do you get around, because this happens in business, right? Some employee does something that pisses you off, or maybe, you know, somebody in your business pisses you off, or an affiliate or a business partner kind of pisses you off. Maybe it's your spouse at home. They do something that really pisses you off in the moment. What do? Do you react? Because there's a lot of consequences that go with that, and they're not positive. Or do you respond? I decided to respond. I kind of detached myself from the situation, and I thought, okay, this guy's essentially in everybody's dome. And maybe that's his game, by the way. That was a strategy I used in my younger days to get in the competition's head, for sure. And so I said, I'm just going to put that in a box. Because part of me, my ego, right, is like, this needs to be addressed. Some justice must be served. Like I'm the master of the universe or something. You know how the ego is, right? And I said, you know what? I'm going to put this in a box, even if it needs to be handled. Maybe it does and maybe it doesn't. I'm going to put this in a box, metaphorically speaking. I'm going to put this little situation in a box. I'm going to set it down over here on the shelf, on the bench, and I will address this later. For right now, I'm going to focus on being happy. I'm going to focus on being playful. I'm going to focus on being in a good mood. I'm going to focus on just playing for the sake of playing and having a good time doing it. And what do you know? All of a sudden, I'm getting hits. I made this highlight amazing dive, catch, you know, in the field. I started playing amazing. And it was effortless. It was easy. It was just flowing. I was back in the zone, as they call it in sports. But when we react, that's what responding can do. You can say, okay, how do I set up this context? How do I set up this situation then in a way that empowers me? Now, by the way, the guy... that was pissing everybody off is still on the field. He's still talking trash. He's still being him. The stimulus is still there. Yet I'm performing and dominating now, and I wasn't before. What changed? I responded. I didn't react. Now, I did initially, right? But I caught myself. The coach took his own advice. And so I'm wondering if there's things in your life that you are reacting to and not responding. And by the way, same stimulus comes up every day. You can react the same way, react the same way, react the same way. And you're not, that's why there's that saying of what you resist persists. It persists. Whatever you resist persists. That's why. Because you're reacting and it causes this pattern and you're not getting the result you want. So I'm wondering if there's areas in your life, what if you just decided to put it in a box and set it off to the side and worry about that later? Some situations you can put in a box, tie it to a little rocket and shoot it to the moon and forget about it for good. But if you feel like this needs to be addressed, then why not put it on the back burner for a second? So that the emotion can drain out of the situation, and then you can come back to that situation in an empowered state, in a way that puts you in a circumstance where you can be empowered and you can still perform at a high level and do all the things you need to do so that you don't degrade your business, so that you don't degrade your relationship, so that you don't degrade whatever part of your life we're talking about here. I know that if you'll take the time to just take a deep breath, unattached from it for a second, and then see it for what it is. Like, when I look back at this whole situation, that guy, I don't even know his name. I have no idea who he is. I will probably never see him again. And if I do, I know how to handle him. I put him in a box and shut him up. It's if you will take the response route, you will be able to perform at a much higher level, especially in your business. You know, I had a mentor that told me, anytime you are emotion, there's emotion or drama in your business, that is a sign of business immaturity. Because business is not emotion. Business is systems and procedures. It's structural. It's numbers. It's facts. The facts and numbers are the reality. Anything else is a hallucination in business. So anytime there's emotion, we've got business immaturity. There's growth that needs to happen. Relationships and all that kind of thing, a little bit different story, but I would invite you to, when somebody pisses you off, when somebody gets at you a little bit or they irritate you a little bit, I want to invite you to detach from the situation emotionally, put it in a little box, put it off to the side, and go from there, okay? So where in your life do you need to do that? Where do you need to disconnect emotionally and put that situation in a box and put it off to the side until you get into an empowering context in which you can perform at a high level, get some momentum going, and then address this later. All right, that's all I got for you in this episode. I hope you got a lot out of it. I love that you took the time to spend this time with me, and I'm grateful for it. If you haven't subscribed, I would be honored if you did. If you know somebody who could use this message, please, please, please share it with them. And if you haven't followed us on Facebook and Instagram and all those social media platforms, I would love it if you did that too. Until next time, go out there and be relentless about you finding a way to win. Talk to you soon.